This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. CCNS and HOPE petition to remand permit for LANL's radioactive liquid waste treatment facility. On Tuesday, August 9th, the New Mexico Water Quality Control Commission will hear virtually a petition for review of the groundwater discharge permit DP-1132 filed by non-governmental organizations CCNS and Honor Our Pueblo Existence, HOPE. DP-1132 allows Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, to handle, store, and discharge treated radioactive and hazardous waters from the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility into Effluent Canyon, a tributary of Mortandad Canyon. Noting procedural errors in the permitting process, the NGOs request the commission to send the permit back to the New Mexico Environment Department Secretary James Kinney for the required administrative action on his part. Further, the NGOs state the secretary was required to find that the facility manages hazardous waste, and so it must be regulated under the Hazardous Waste Act instead of the Water Quality Act. CCNS first raised concerns about the discharge from the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility in 1994, 28 years ago. In the interim, there have been many errors in the permitting process. For example, a public hearing about a draft permit was held in November 2019 before a hearing officer. Following a hearing, a report by the hearing officer to the secretary is required. The secretary then has 30 days to make his decision. On March 4, 2020, the hearing officer delivered his report to the secretary and recommended issuance of DP-1132. The secretary did not act within 30 days. Instead, on June 24, 2020, the secretary issued a non-final order, sending the matter back for consideration of financial assurance. He directed the hearing officer to submit a revised report after the hearing, which has not been presented to the secretary. Further, the secretary has not expressed his position on the March 4, 2020 report in any revised report, nor did he provide a response to the voluminous public comments. On May 5, 2022, the Environment Department issued DP-1132 with no reference to the hearing officer's March 4, 2020 report. A complete administrative record must contain the hearing officer's report to the secretary, the action by the secretary that includes such a report, and the secretary's responses to all significant public comments. Without these elements, the administrative record is incomplete. CCNS and HOPE respectfully request that the commission return DP-1132 back to the secretary to complete the administrative processes. They also request the secretary determine that the Hazardous Waste Act is the proper regulatory vehicle for the facility, not the Water Quality Act. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.